Palmer, let's just get into it.
Finally.
Because this has been doing my head in all week. The Man United links, the speculation, and then Palmer just comes out and goes, no plans to leave. Done. Finished.
Which is exactly what you'd say if you were leaving.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm serious. No plans to leave is the most loaded phrase in football. It means absolutely nothing.
It means he said no.
It means his agent is still on the phone.
Haha, you're so cynical.
I'm level-headed. There's a difference.
Look, Chelsea fans should be fine. He's our best player by a mile. He's settled. He's producing. Why would he go to United right now? United are a mess.
Because United will throw obscene money at him.
Chelsea will match it.
Will they though? Because Bully's out here selling FA Cup tickets for 1,700 quid a pop, so I'm not sure the finances are as healthy as we think.
Oh God, we'll get to that.
We have to get to that.
We will. But Palmer, I think he stays. Genuinely. He's got unfinished business at Chelsea, and I don't think Ruben Amorim has sold him on anything yet.
Fair.
And Liverpool are apparently sniffing around Adam Wharton as well, so United might pivot.
Wharton to Liverpool is interesting, actually.
Very interesting. Slot loves that profile. Quiet, reads the game, doesn't do anything mental.
The anti-Queven Kelleher transfer window.
Ha.
Right, okay. The Bully ticket thing.
£1,705.
For an FA Cup ticket.
For an FA Cup ticket. Through a website that is part owned by the Chelsea owner himself.
It's shambolic. It's genuinely shambolic.
It's worse than shambolic. It's a conflict of interest dressed up as a marketplace.
And Chelsea fans are furious, rightly so. These are your own supporters.
The people who actually show up every week.
Getting absolutely gouged. And this is the same week the FSA is kicking off about World Cup train tickets to New Jersey costing 111 quid.
Which, okay, £111 for a train ticket is a lot.
It's a lot.
But New Jersey to New York is like 20 minutes on the train normally.
It's price gouging. Same energy as the Bully thing. Fans are just seen as wallets now.
The FSA used the word fleeced, which I think is doing a lot of work, but also is completely accurate.
Fleeced is the right word. Absolutely fleeced.
And the World Cup is supposed to be this massive celebration of the game coming to North America. And instead, the first thing fans hear is, it'll cost you a fortune to get to the stadium.
Great start. Brilliant. Well done, everyone.
Right. Bournemouth.
Marco Rose.
Marco Rose. Which I did not see coming.
Neither did I. He's had a decent enough career, RB Leipzig, Borussia Mönchengladbach, but Bournemouth after Iraola feels like a step down for everyone involved.
That's a bit harsh.
Is it though? Iraola was building something genuinely exciting on the South Coast. The pressing, the intensity, the way they played on the front foot.
Rose plays a similar style, to be fair.
On paper.
Huh. On paper, yes. But tactically there are similarities. High press, vertical football. He likes his wingers to be aggressive.
I just think Bournemouth deserved a bigger swing. Someone who makes you go, oh, interesting.
Who would you have gone for?
I don't know. Someone who makes you sit up.
That's pub talk.
It's not pub talk, it's a vibe.
A vibe, right? Very tactical analysis from Sam there.
Oh, shut up. You know what I mean. Rose feels safe. And safe after Iraola feels like a backward step.
We'll see. Give the man a chance.
Always do.
Okay. Arsenal.
Oh no.
They lit a fire.
They literally lit a fire at London Coney to motivate the players.
Which is either genius or absolutely mental, depending on your perspective.
It's mental. It's completely mental. What are they? A Viking funeral.
Ha. I mean, look, Arteta does this stuff. The sensory stuff, the environment stuff. It's very him.
It's very him, and it's also very... We've run out of ideas, so let's set something on fire.
Stop it.
I'm just saying, if you need a bonfire to get your players up for a crucial week, maybe the problem isn't the kindling.
That's actually quite good.
Thank you.
But I think you're being reductive. The marginal gains stuff, the psychological environment, it works for Arteta. The lads respond to it.
Some of the lads. Some of the lads are probably standing around a fire in North London going, what are we doing here?
And then Pep Guardiola comes out this week and says he enjoys watching Arsenal play, but he can learn a lot from them.
Which is the most Pep thing ever said.
It's so pep.
It's a compliment that somehow also makes you feel slightly patronized.
Exactly. Like, thank you, Pep. Arsenal are very flattered that you're learning from them while winning everything.
Arsenal fans will love it, though.
Arsenal fans will absolutely love it. Screenshot, framed, above the fireplace. Which they've now got experience lighting, apparently.
Ha. Callback. Nice.
Thank you. Right. We should mention Alex Manning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Martin Keown paid tribute this week. Manninger passed away at 48, which is just awful.
48? That's nothing.
He was one of those players who you forget how good he actually was because he was behind Seaman for most of his time at Arsenal. But Keown's tribute was really moving.
He was a proper goalkeeper. The saves he made in that 97-98 season when Seaman was injured, Arsenal were in a title race and Manninger just held it together.
Unsung is the right word. Genuinely unsung.
48 years old. Terrible news.
Yeah. Thoughts with his family.
Absolutely.
Right. Newcastle and the PAF situation. Quick one because it's complicated.
Very complicated.
The Saudi Public Investment Fund has basically shifted its approach this week, and it's sent tremors through sport. And the question is, what does that mean for Newcastle?
It means uncertainty, which is the last thing Eddie Howe needs right now.
They're apparently prepared to sell Wissa as well, which, if you're a Newcastle fan, that's a worrying sign about where the money's going.
Wissa has been brilliant for them. You don't sell Wissa unless you have to.
Or unless someone offers you a number you can't say no to.
Which brings us back to Palmer staying at Chelsea. No plans to leave.
Huh. Full circle.
Everything connects.
It really does. Right, Celtic. O'Neill. Quick thought.
He's being very cautious about the cup run, which I respect.
St. Mirren in the semi. He's saying Celtic aren't good enough yet to dream about the final.
Which is either genuine humility or very smart man management.
Probably both. O'Neill's been around long enough to know you don't give the lads an excuse to switch off.
If he wins that cup on the way out, though, what a farewell.
Absolute scenes.
Absolute scenes.
Right.
That's us.
That's us. Go watch some football.
And maybe don't take the train to New Jersey.
Huh. See you tomorrow.
Cheers.